神韵交响乐团19号在洛杉矶的演出圆满结束，精彩的表演让中西方观众都为之赞叹。神韵交响乐团将中西方乐器完美结合，个性特色的艺术呈现也让观众们大开眼界。
Happiness and togetherness and good things and values, and I thought they did that.
I think it was compassion, definitely.
Happy, content, relaxed.
There's a little bit of sadness.
Just filled with imagination. It's just very lovely.
It's very calming, it's soothing.
There's many parts that were very playful, and it kind of makes you feel like a kid.
我感觉很不错，在轻松愉悦下面又有一些庄严。
I thought the show was phenomenal. It was a beautiful confluence of Western and Eastern music.
I'm a very big fan of classical music, and it was fun to hear the Eastern side of it and the Chinese tradition of the music.
Nice blend of Eastern and Western, which has been one of my interests, main interests here.The sort of integration or harmonization of East and West, the sort of yin and yang.
I think the audience need to know that they should invite all their friends to come to this concert because it's an incredible performance for all the genres of the people and ethnicities and races come together, united as one in music.
The flutes were my favorite. They were so beautiful.My younger sister actually played the flute for a while, and my mom played the flute, and so it was just amazing, their skill level and the clarity of the tone. It was beautiful.
I really enjoyed the trumpeters. They really brought liveliness to the show, and it was a wonderful addition to it.
One of the parts I liked the best was the trumpet solo. I thought that was absolutely fantastic. But the other thing I really liked about it that I wish they even had more was the cultural instruments that they played.I thought that was just fantastic. Just to listen to those and hear those come out in the concert, I thought it was really nice. And then to see her smiling every time I turned around was great.
I haven't really ever been a fan of trumpet music, but that I wanted to learn the trumpet tomorrow. It was beautiful.
So all in all, it was very nice, very good.
We were right in front of the cellos. There were 12 of them playing their hearts out. Their faces were smiling. The music was beautiful. The singers were lovely.What a great night. My hands hurt from clapping so much.
10月19日，神韵交响乐团成功地完成了在洛杉矶的两场演出。这次票房依旧火爆，连主办方临时新增的座位也被抢购一空。演出数十分钟后，还有观众在剧场外苦等，不愿离去。下一站，他们将于10月22日抵达旧金山。新台记者黄文花、张逸渊，洛杉矶采访报道。
出身音乐家庭的好莱坞制片人兼编剧米歇尔·伯克10月18号和几位艺术界的朋友一起欣赏了神韵交响乐团在洛杉矶的第一场演出。他表示，演出的和谐多样的音乐形式以及完美的中西合璧仿佛带他进行了一次优美的音乐之旅。请看报道。
I think mixing the different themes, you know, you had Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, and you had these wonderful Chinese compositions and different conductors, and also having the opera singers mixed in. And I think the blend was so perfect. I think everybody, there was something for everyone. Everyone's voice was heard, you know, every piece of music touched something.In someone's heart tonight. So I know many, many pieces of music just moved me. It was really, really remarkable.
米歇尔·伯克说他特别喜欢中国的音乐元素。
I especially liked the Chinese compositions. I think the music of China has such a haunting melody. It just seduces you.You know, in a sense, it just takes you on this journey. Whatever that journey means to you in the moment, you just feel like you are transported. And I had a long day at work, and for me to come and be entertained like this was truly delightful.
演出中的长笛二重奏超乎寻常的，一直也让米歇尔·伯克特别赞赏。这位身为获金球奖两项提名影片《完美盗贼》的制作人。和热门电视剧《海滩救护队》的编剧兼演员还表示，明年三月份一定要去看神韵艺术团的歌舞表演。新唐人记者洛杉矶综合报道。
拥有双硕士、精通英、法、西班牙以及意大利语四种语言的杰奎琳·哈恩，曾经获得加州大学尔湾分校的杰出教师奖。10月18日晚在洛杉矶，他才刚刚欣赏完神韵交响乐团的上半场演出，心情就已经非常激动地接受了本台记者的采访，来听一听他的感受。
神韵让熟知欧洲艺术史、出过3本书的哈恩教授兴奋得像飞了起来一般。
The Polonaise of Tchaikovsky, oh my gosh, I was flying in the theater, it was so beautiful.
他认为神韵在引领未来。
It is fantastic, totally fantastic, I'm in heaven, I love it, I live the combination. I think it's the future for the world.
他特别欣赏女高音的演出。
The voice was magnificent, the soprano was beautiful, so...It's an amazing program, totally amazing. I think it's unbelievable. It's a unique production.
神韵让他赞不绝口。
The fact of changing all the conductors was marvelous, and the Russian conductors were incredible, and the Chinese one was fantastic.
在欧美数个国家居住过的他说，神韵的演出完全不会让他感到有文化隔阂。
I thought it was fantastic, totally fantastic. I'm very sorry for the people who missed this.
新唐记者黄红华、邵可纯，洛杉矶采访报道。
19号，美国临床心理学家伊莲·艾普森在洛杉矶呈现，欣赏了神韵交响乐团的精彩演出。他表示，神韵呈现的艺术非常美妙。
I appreciated it immensely, and it warmed my heart. I just felt a lot of compassion.
Epperson 指出，神韵含义深远，是艺术极致的表现。
It's a far cry from typical American music that we're hearing now. It just seems like noise compared to such art and such beauty and such meaning behind the music. They were chosen very carefully, you know, to reflect the dynasties and the building of all the different generations. And I really appreciate that. It's so meaningful.
常常欣赏艺术表演的他表示，神韵艺术家的技巧功夫一流。
The fact that they had to have the precise text and dictation and singing and the exact blending all three, you know, the specific words in Chinese and the music and singing, I know that that's a very difficult skill, so I really appreciated it. I knew it wasn't just people with beautiful voices, it was a lot more...science and training and art.
他尤其欣赏神韵声乐家们的表现。
I love them because they're so passionate, and it just, especially the climax at the end, it just flows from them. And the names were very heavenly secret, or heavenly realms, or the journey home, and divine compassion. They were all expressing that, I thought, in the way that they sang. Even though I couldn't understand all the language, I could feel that the titles reflected and the compassion and this, the immense love and you know, energy behind that. I could see that and feel that. I appreciated the whole thing. I loved it.
新唐记者肖明、张一渊，洛杉矶采访报道。
10月19日，神韵交响乐团在南加州科斯塔梅沙市的 Surgestorm 音乐厅进行了第二场演出，演出现场座无虚席。观众表示，邂逅神韵是一个意外的惊喜。请看报道。
布劳尔先生10月19日下午正在科斯塔梅萨市的市场购物时，一个偶然的机会拿到了神韵的传单。东西合璧的介绍引起了他的注意。
We were shopping earlier today and we saw a flyer and decided to come just on that. It was excellent to hear the mix of different pieces.Both the Eastern and the Western, exactly how they say in the flyer. It's very good. It's very uplifting, actually. Yeah, very, it makes you feel good, especially the last piece, the Divine Compassion. That was very nice.
神韵的演出对于许多第一次观看的观众来说都是一个意外的惊喜。
So every so often, I just get this really, this overwhelming feeling starts building up in me, and I just break out in goosebumps, and it's really amazing. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I actually cried a little bit. But
神韵交响乐团两天的演出都得到了观众们的热烈回应。在演出的最后，神韵演奏家们和观众依依惜别，四次返场，四次谢幕后，演出才最终结束。新唐记者肖明，洛杉矶采访报道。
2013年10月18号晚上，美国南加州附属的 Costa Mesa 市迎来了神韵的交响乐团。这是神韵交响乐团本年度巡回演出的第六站。见惯了现代音乐的加州观众，完全被神韵中西合璧、古典恢宏的气势所折服。请看报道。
这是一个人们从来没有见过的组合，而它的震撼力也是前所未有的。四名指挥家，近百名演奏家、歌唱家，中西合璧的乐器组合，东方的韵味，西方的配器，古典恢宏，天上人间。
I mean the vibration that you get through your body, through your soul, is just so enlightening.
I get chills. Like I just like get all chill up and down because I think it's just so beautiful and it's just so it impacts me a lot.
I thought the show was outstanding. The musicianship was very impressive.
Far beyond what I expected.
洛杉矶不仅是世界影都，也是美国流行文化的中心之一。可以说，在这里，人们见过几乎所有来自不同文化的艺术形式。但是，神韵却是独一无二的。神韵交响乐团的一大风格，就是所有原创曲目都是以东方旋律为基调，又加上了西方配器。二胡、琵琶等与西方管弦乐器完美的结合，使东方文化中的灵性第一次被如此辉煌地展现。
The blend of the Eastern and the Western music was phenomenal, and to see it kind of blend in a way that a lot of people don't think that it would.
I think what stands out is the precision of the movements of the orchestra, the variety and the beauty.That they presented to us. It's just gorgeous.
神韵交响乐团这次演奏的曲目贯穿古今，除了经典的西方古典交响乐章，还汇集了过去六年里神韵作曲家原创的精华曲目。有些观众还从神韵演奏中获得创作的灵感。前国务卿希拉里·克林顿的服装设计师就是其中一位。
You know, when I hear this music, it just gives me like a creative mind or something.
对于四位指挥家，观众也表达了很高的热情。
And the conductors, I really enjoyed each and every one of them. Each one of them brought a character to the stage that was just powerful.
演出结束后，全体起立鼓掌几分钟。神韵演奏家四次谢幕，四次安可。
This was really wonderful. We don't get to see much of these types of composers and their work, so it's really nice to just kind of see a different side to it.
And tomorrow night as well, I'm coming with my other friends.
You know, just being in the room, you're a part of it, of that beautiful vibration. And what can be better? You know, this beautiful collection of beautiful souls all collected for this gorgeous, outrageous performance. I'm blown away.
Great job, guys. It's phenomenal. And keep playing.
神韵，这是全世界正在迅速传播的一个名字。在这里，五千年的华夏历史，一个通天的文化，它的容貌、它的灵魂、它的使命，第一次被以无以伦比的方式搬上了舞台。人们说，神韵是一个奇迹，因为它所带来的感动和震撼，永远无法被模仿。这是新唐人记者肖明，洛杉矶采访报道。
集中西方乐器合璧的神韵交响乐团10月22号晚在旧金山戴维斯音乐厅隆重上演。演出结束后，现场观众起立长时间鼓掌，要求返场。四位神韵指挥家依次加演了四首神韵作曲家原创的曲目。来看记者发来的报道。
神韵交响乐团在经久不息的掌声中，在观众们恋恋不舍的目光中，结束了这次在旧金山戴维斯交响音乐厅的演出。这是神韵交响乐团在旧金山的唯一一次演出。中西方音乐系统的完美结合，在神韵演奏家的精准演奏中表达了出来，让观众们感到了生命的光明和希望。
It's marvelous. I did not know much about Chinese music, but I am delighted.It's a pleasure.
The size and quality of that wonderful orchestra impressed me the most. It's just huge and wonderful.
but I can't know single thing.
I would say it's more emotional like level and also spiritual level. So it was very lovely.
The second one, the Asian gentleman, he seemed to be very, very quiet at the beginning, and all of a sudden, bam, he got the whole orchestra moving. So it was very dramatic the way he performs.
神韵交响乐团的演奏让在场的主流观众印象深刻。他们表示，从未这样享受着美妙的音乐。
It was a wonderful combination. They put it together beautifully.
As they say in the piece, to heaven. It was so delightful.
It's, I didn't grow up with this. So for me, it was nice to hear something different. So I did not know how to react, but it's definitely on some of the parts I had tears. And some of the parts of the music, I had hope for a better future.
I very much like the singer who sounded like she was going to break some glass.
Really vibrant, lots of talent. And it was just a joy to watch and to listen.
他们认为神韵交响乐带给他们的更多是启发。
I'm going to try to know a little bit about the culture, a little bit about the language.
I think it's important when somebody step in forward and make that connection.I would say bringing countries together, bringing cultures together, and learning the best from all of the cultures.
Of course, the future depends on the young people, so I love seeing them here, and they seem to be enjoying it enormously, didn't you think? Well, I think that's important. I'm glad they're here. Love your music, spread your music, share your music with us.
神韵交响乐团在旧金山展现出的风华正茂，让神韵这个名字迅速在旧金山传开。他们相邀明年神韵来时再见。新唐人记者韩宁、陈志宇、李兰，旧金山采访报道。
10月22日，神韵交响乐团在旧金山的演出吸引了众多的音乐界人士，在戴维斯交响音乐厅热烈的掌声经久不断。观众们的热情让指挥家们再次上演安可曲并两次谢幕，但就是这样，满场的观众还是舍不得离去。
神韵交响乐团独特的东西方乐器组合给音乐家们留下深刻印象。
Repertoire was wonderful. I enjoyed having multiple conductors. It was more varied to have the lovely Chinese songs about spirituality.In combination with the Beethoven and the trumpet piece was so much fun. I loved that. And so it was just a wonderful evening.
I was really enjoying seeing the mixture of traditional Chinese instruments with the Western classical instruments. It was, you know, watching people's fingers while they're plucking furiously with all five, you know, it was just, I was really enjoying that. I was really enjoying sort of the pentatonic feel and a lot of the really quiet,quick tremolos on the violin and cello, and you know, just listening to things that are indicative of a different culture but played on Western instruments. It's beautiful.
四位指挥家风格各异，同样让人激赏。
I've been enjoying the conductors. They all have very different styles. Some of them are very flamboyant, and some of them are very strict. And you know, it's just fun.
Seeing the four different conductors, very different style. You've got an Australian, you have an Eastern European, you have a Japanese, and you have Chinese, and it's just very interesting.
福斯特女士曾经观赏过神韵演出，这次纯音乐演奏同样给她带来了精神的启迪。
Very hopeful that we're all going to be one musical world makes us understand and care about each other more, and I think that that's what this means.
新唐人记者刘芳安琪，旧金山报道。
神韵交响乐团完成了在美国旧金山的最后一场演出，圆满结束了今年在美国七个城市的巡回演出。23号晚，他们载誉而归。随我们记者来听听艺术家们的演出感受。
晚上10点，神韵交响乐团顺利抵达纽约，巡回了七个城市，10场演出。神韵交响乐团分别在卡内基音乐厅、波士顿音乐厅等著名音乐殿堂精彩上演，原创的动人乐章以及东西方乐器相结合的独特组合赢得了观众们的强烈反响。
虽然在这段时间免不了高密集的演出和长途的奔波，但是神韵音乐家们依然神采奕奕。谈及这一次的巡回演出，他们有非常多难忘的经历。
在第一首量第二首的时候，就观众就站起来鼓掌，就真的是站起来，从内心发自内心的喜欢音乐，喜欢我们的演奏，所以这让我们在台上表演的人也非常感动，因为我知道我们的音乐有触动到他们的心灵里面了。
The audience was so excited, they're screaming literally after the end of the concert. So all this cannot bring any more satisfaction for us as a musician, as a human being.
LA 的第二场呢是 Full House, 是满场啊。那这场音乐会，我们几位指挥呢都非常感动。
神韵交响乐团不仅在艺术上造诣深厚，而且具有强大的团队凝聚力。
就是我们这次巡回的时候有四个指挥，四个指挥呢都来自不一样的国家。有观众也注意到这一点，他说从来没有看过哪个交响乐团怎么会有那么四个才华那么好的指挥啊、而且还指出每个指挥有每个指挥自己的特性个性，然后乐团就随着指挥带动下也表演出不同的感觉来。
今年的巡回演出已画下圆满句号，音乐迷们期待着神韵交响乐团能在明年带来更盛大精彩的演出。新唐人记者李淑燕、宋申化纽约采访报道。